Welcome to Wealth on Main Street, where conversations about growing your wealth are fun and entertaining. Wealth isn't just about money. It's the skills and the knowledge that we develop to pass on to future generations. Tune in each week to grow your mindset and your net worth at the same time.
Most advisors in this space, infinite banking practitioners in particular, so they start their career journey with a dream and a little bit of chaos. And Juan is a practitioner on our Ascend team who's he's rising fast, he's leading strong, and he's really making significant progress. And so please welcome the man, the myth, the mindset, Juan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Richard, for inviting me on the show.
How have things been progressing since you first started on this journey of becoming a practitioner? If you could just walk our listeners through what compelled you, like what inspired you to become a practitioner, and how have things been progressing since you began?
Well, when I look back at it, there was one line in Nelson's book that was, banking is the most important business in the world. And my career path has changed quite a bit. So we don't need to, well, if you want, we can dig into the background, but it's went here, 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 here. And then once I read that book, what Nelson wrote, it resonated with me. And I was in a different field at the time. And I read that line, it changed my life, because this process has definitely changed my life and giving me a ton of control of my money, being able to do whatever I want with it on my own terms. And that's what I loved about it. But at the time, I wasn't getting the coaching that I wanted. It was just a product. And I kept on asking my advisor, hey, can you help me understand, help me with this? But it sounded like it was just banging it against the wall. And I said, I have to figure a way so I can help other people out so they understand this. I share this with my family and friends, but I needed to get the skill set to learn how to understand this concept better and help people out. And that's when I reached out to you, Jason. I think I tried to find your email on the website, and I just kind of did a stab in the dark. Let's do these two combinations together and send it out. And yeah, I was super surprised. You responded to me right away, within 2 days. And that was how this journey began. And well, it was because of all the content you had on YouTube that really attracted me, because I was learning this stuff from a lot of the US stuff at the time. Right. This was in 2017 was when I started learning. And there's a ton of US, there's very rare that I could find a Canadian nugget that I could learn from. Once you guys came in, it just blew my mind how much education I was learning from you guys, that you weren't my advisors, but I was learning a ton. And that started me down that path. It's like, these are, if I want to practice this, I had decided that I wanted to get into this career to change people's lives, because I found this is the only thing. This is where you start, and then you can do everything else, but this is the foundation. And I wanted to find the best in Canada. And that's why
really powerful.
You, Jason.
That is really powerful. And what came up for me as a question, as I was hearing you share this, because if you were to distinguish, so if somebody asked you, okay, what is the difference between having a contract somewhere, because you have to be licensed somewhere. You can't operate as a life licensed advisor without holding your license somewhere. So what is the difference between having a contract somewhere versus having a platform at Ascendant?
Oh, this is huge. This is game changer, Jason. This being a part of, you know, reading a lot of books about finance and growth and everything else like that, the one thing that always comes back to is who you surround yourself with. And if you have a contract, that's all you have, right? It's just that contract. But a platform and the people around, they're going to push you, make you stronger and better. That's what this is. And so, I mean, your door is always open. I can always get a hold of you and say, hey, Jason, I have an idea or I can help. Same thing with Richard. The team here is amazing. The best company I've ever worked with, hands down.
Oh, that's humbling. Thank you. Thank you, Juan. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm curious, Kwan, because, you know, you find yourself in a position, you're teaching people, you're coaching other people how to implement this process. You're also implementing it in your own life, you and your wife, and your family. And you live out in a remote area. You're kind of out by a lake and you're out in, I'm not quite in the boonies, but you're not really near town. So you're operating on an online business from home. Now, the first few months that you were going at this, you were working in a space that maybe wasn't the most conducive to work. Meanwhile, we're looking at you now. You've got your own office that you've built with your own two hands, essentially, on this separate building on your property. So I'd love to know a little bit about the journey of making the decision to get started, working kind of from home, doing it in a way where you're able to meet people frequently using, you know, of course, Zoom, internet, that kind of technology. And what's different about this than things that you've done in the past in your life, just from a day-to-day operational standpoint?
Mm-hmm. Thanks for that question, Richard. And that question drives down to, I think one of my mentors at one time said, there should be one word that drives you, that helps direct you into every decision that you make. And my word is freedom. So when I left my previous career, it was a very good career. It baffled people why I would leave that career to go sell life insurance. But they didn't fully understand what I was doing. I'm not selling life insurance. Well, I am, but it's beyond that, right? And you guys understand. So to leave a very good career and to basically start at nothing again. I mean, to build that up. And that was the discussion I had with my wife. And I said, there's the freedom, the same thing with what Dan Sullivan says, freedom of time, freedom of money, to be able to follow what my passion is. And that's, like you said, Richard, that's why I don't mind. Not I don't mind. I love building things with my hands. At first, it was challenging because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And that's where having a team of people that I can lean on to really get me up to speed. You guys have compressed, and what Ascendant has done is compress that learning curve. It's a lot. So I'm just warning people, it's a lot to take. But if you love hard work and you love what you do, you're going to get there. And Ascendant just makes it faster.
Wow, that's amazing. And I would ask you if you feel that translates to a client experience too, right? Because you're educating people, you're helping them to rethink their thinking. And so what would be, I guess, a common misconception that you help people overcome regarding the infinite banking concept? Is there anything that you find is a bit of a pattern in the interactions that you're having with prospective clients?
Yeah, there's a couple things that come to mind when I first started learning about this concept. First thing is that it sounds too good to be true. So that seems to be, and that for the people that start doing the research, then they realize, and same thing as me, it's like, there's a lot of benefits. What is the biggest downside? So that's what a lot of people ask me. And then the other question is, well, they're always thinking, oh, I need to have a big wad of cash or something to do this with. And in my journey in learning about this and being a part of the team is that a lot of people say, well, I need money to kickstart this program, but you can do it with what you have. Like you don't have to work any harder. You don't have to change your cash flow. You just have to start prioritizing and really focusing in on what is it that you truly want and desire for your future. And if you're willing to maybe make some sacrifices for that future, that's what this process is about, thinking long range.
That takes me, Rich, to page 65 of Nelson's book. Kwan, you said that so perfectly. We were speaking to Taran earlier, just a half hour ago, and we had asked Taran, like, what comes up for you in terms of maybe your favorite part of Nelson's book, something that you just, you find yourself gravitating to again and again and again. And what you just brought up is something that Nelson articulated. It all begins with desire, because you're already prioritizing where you're allocating 100% of your financial resources right now. And so all this requires is a shift in priorities, exactly the way you described. Thanks for that reminder. That's For those of you who haven't read, or maybe you have, you just haven't read it in a while, Nelson's book titled Becoming Your Own Banker. This is my own copy. It's now aged just about 17 years. And what an incredible read. Takes you a few hours to get through it, but it'll change your life. I can assure you of that.
Well, and that leads me, Quan, to just thinking about, again, your experience. It's one thing coming apart, the team, the organization, but if we were to rewind the tape a little bit further than that, what was the point where Nelson's book, Nelson's message even came into the awareness field for you?
I think initially when I was learning about this concept, I was able to find a PDF version of the book. And so it was free. So it's like, oh, let's learn about this. I don't have to pay the $30 or whatever, right? And as I was reading this, it was Nelson's authenticity in the writing. I never met Nelson. Had I known, I should have called him back in 2017 when I was still learning this stuff, because I feel like he's somebody who would pick up the phone and have a conversation with me. And I kind of kicked myself in the butt for not doing that. So yeah, just Nelson's on authenticity. And you could see from the words in the book how much he cares about people and how much he wants everybody to succeed by using the system. And that's, I can't really pinpoint what it was, but it was just the whole book, the way that it was written, to help me understand how money actually works in our economy and how to make it work for you. That was the biggest thing that said. And in the end, it was kind of a leap of faith, because I told my wife, I said, okay, this thing sounds cool. It sounds interesting. It has all these attributes, but what are the potholes that I have to be afraid of? And I said, you know what? We're saving money in a bank right now anyway. So why don't we save money inside this system, but we also have a death benefit, which is the cherry on top. That was the tipping point for me. I said, let's do it. And then just to share, after we did that, I was chatting with my wife and I said, hey, Sarah, we need to save until it hurts. So let's start putting in as much money as we can into these policies to get them to grow, because we're looking 10, 20 years down the road. We were solving for her retirement at the time, and she was 26, and we're solving for her retirement at 45. Or I mean, the option of passive income. It doesn't mean that she's going to stop working, but we'll have passive income at that time if we wanted to.
And that creates freedom of time.
Exactly.
And it creates freedom of purpose, and it creates freedom of relationship and freedom of money. And so building passive income is something that, I mean, I would wholeheartedly encourage people to begin as soon as they can possibly do that. I mean, I've already got custodial accounts open for my kids, and they're earning money, working and contributing, so that they can already begin to go down that path of generating passive income. And so good for you for doing that and for placing an emphasis on that, because the fact is most people don't, until they reach a stage in their life where they have to really hurry. It's a very rapid activity. It's like, oh my goodness, I need this much passive income. I've got to really get after it. And I've only got a 12, 14 year window to make that an achievable reality versus what you just described. I think it's awesome.
Oh, well, and also you've indicated that your first insurance sale was fundamentally to your wife, because you got to get her on board, and you did a really good job of that, right out of the gate, which, you know, I think is important, because we meet with people, again, all over the map, different circumstances, different backgrounds, different heritage, cultures, and you name it. And sometimes there's even some cultural significance to how people view and think about money. There's our upbringing, and then there's other components to that upbringing, which is sometimes some cultural background. But, you know, what's really important is having people, spouses, be on the same page. And when that does happen, and they're both actively engaged in the discussion, and they're learning together, there's always one primary person who's going to take the lead. They're going to learn more. They're going to be more interested in seeing illustrations and some of that stuff. And there's usually one person who's more reserved in the back. They just want to make sure that what's happening is actually going to benefit the family, and that they can understand enough that that they're ready to participate. And when that does happen, and you get both people on that same track, you automatically tip the scales forward on creating more success as a family unit, because the discussions that you have, the conversations that take place, you know, Quan, you've shared in some of our group meetings about some of the ways you've incorporated this in discussion with your son around, like, the, you know, just different things that you guys are doing at a young age, and being able to have powerful discussions about money in the family early on is going to really start to shape how you guys move forward into the future and the way that your family develops.
Absolutely. And just to touch on that point, Richard, is that, you know, and this is common for a lot of families, Jason, and you've shared this with us too, where a lot of families, money is taboo to talk about at the dinner table.
Yeah.
But that's not the way it happens at our place. And I'm sure, Richard, you and you as well, talk about money because that's part of life, right? We don't have a fear of it. And if our children learn about, they know how to use it properly. Otherwise, they just spend, right? So it's just learning. And that's how I started involving. I tell my wife what we do. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to shift all these bills. You could pay the bills and I'll find ways to make more money. So then we start splitting it up, and then then she's got skin in the game. So that's how she was able to learn all that stuff. And now we can jump back and forth. But all of that also is legacy planning that people don't realize, because if one person looks after the finances, if something happens, that other person has no idea what's going on. So I've also written some stuff down to say, okay, this is where the money is. If something happens, you talk to this person, and kind of have a game plan so she knows where everything is.
That's a really smart way to go about it, especially with you know, the advent of cloud computing and Google Drive and YouTube. You know, even with families who are really comfortable doing that, you know, I've coached families through, like, create your own channel and make sure all the videos are private, and or just record content on Zoom, upload it to a Google Drive, and make sure that your family hears you describing exactly what you're sharing. Like, God forbid, if the unthinkable happened, here's where to find things, here's who I need you to talk to, and you can record updates periodically and just keep that in that Google Drive, and it's there in perpetuity. And because everybody wants to write things down because that's important. Everybody wants that captured and tucked away in a safe somewhere and hidden in a vault. But there's something to be said about the written word versus actually seeing and hearing somebody review it. Say, hey, you'll find a written copy of what I'd like to see happen with our system of policies or our passive income endeavors, what we've got going on. But let me take a moment to walk through what's been written down so that I can express it to you in my way. And that is such a big light bulb moment for people where they go, oh my goodness, I didn't even think of that. All I have is a will and personal directives, and I don't have anything recorded. You should do that as often as you're inspired to.
Yes, Jason, that light bulb just came on for me to think about video, because I'm just thinking a little booklet, written stuff, but now I'm going to start making videos. So it's a lot easier to digest when the time comes.
Well, there's a couple 100%. Key components to that for you, Quan. Number one, the videos might be easier for you to do rather than writing it all down. But just because I happen to know your wife's Colby, she's definitely going to appreciate a written format of it. So, you know, for you, if it's easier to record it and do it that way, absolutely do that. But think about getting the transcript and then having a summary or an AI summary create that written version of it. And then you can still have that physical book or that digital booklet component, because you know, your wife's a high fact find, high follow through individual. So I think she'll really appreciate having an ability to read through it in a way that, you know, she assimilates information really, really well.
And Quan, speaking of books, so I am very genuinely curious to know, just based on, if you can think of a recent read through Nelson's book. So what part of his book really landed with you when you read it most recently?
I think the part that I learned, it's the introduction. And because, I mean, there's lots of things in the book. Page 85 is super important. But once I started looking at the introduction and I think in the past, usually the introduction next, I go right into, you think you're going into the meat, but getting to read the introduction and really understanding, I think that's where a lot of our people who are learning about this concept, they might tend to miss that page. But that page explains a lot of the things, a lot of the questions that people have, like, oh, what's the rate of return on this? What's all the stuff? But that introduction explains everything of what this book is about to give you a guide. So you're in the right frame of mind to think about things when you're continue reading the book. And
that's a common response.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's just like the 10 things of what this is and what this is not. That's what I love about it.
Yeah. That's so great that, you know, it just brings back a lot of great memories. You know, Rich, you can attest to this in your journey when you read the book for the first time. And then if you were to contrast that with reading it most recently, it just amplifies what Nelson said often. He said, the more that you see infinite banking concepts, plural, the more you'll see you didn't see.
That is how it goes. And, you know, I know we sound a bit like a broken record with that. Of course, if this is your first podcast episode, then maybe you hadn't heard us say that before. But when you are surrounded by not just the clients that you serve, but hundreds of financial professionals. So, you know, Jason, we attend a think tank. Quan, you've now had a chance to participate to some degree there with a lot of the Nelson Nash Institute activities. You've had a chance to come to one of the coaching academies that we've done. So you've seen and experienced being in a group of financial professionals really focused on teaching Nelson's message. And when you speak to any one of those people who've been doing it for a while and they say, oh, I was reading Nelson's book again. Oh, and I saw this and I saw that. And you see, like, it's like a light bulb that keeps turning on again and again and again and again. Well, that many people simply can't be wrong. You know, when you have 300 financial professionals that say every time they read the book that they get something new out of it, it's not possible for that to be something that wouldn't happen for you. You know, it's clear that that is something more to the work, the book, than meets the eye. And I really feel that having heard the interpretation of a passage or a section or a paragraph of the book from different individuals, and like, oh, well, they took that information and they ran it through their life experience filter. And then it spat out this output of knowledge that is now their take on that paragraph of information. And it's like, now I get to hear and learn from their version of what they understand. And I can run that through my past history filter and see what I come up with. And so through the combination of that in a discussion, we see a way that we can all level up and grow a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. And when you're sharing that, Richard, it makes me think of something. So in my first couple of years of implementing this process, I was doing it all on my own. The only time I got to see was maybe once a year with my advisor, if I had time. So getting connected with a community, and exactly what Nelson talks about, you need to be in a community of people that are doing this. So they can brainstorm, think of ideas of, hey, I'm doing it this way. Like you said, why don't I can apply it to my life or this and that. And then even coming up with different ideas and brainstorming with people, it's like, oh, why don't we try this way and that way? So yeah, it's just, if you're doing this alone, it sucks. So getting with a group of people that are doing it is way better. Cause then it's like when you're playing a sport or when you have a team, there's teammates that push you to get you better and better and better. Same thing with this process.
Yeah, it's so true. And I remember we did an event, this was a few years ago, and we had a group of advisors in attendance, and we were just stepping through what life is like being a part of a team versus operating individually. And the testimonies from people in that room who were not part of the Ascendant team, but just getting exposure to the platform, all very clearly articulated that A, they didn't know that a platform like that existed, because that's not common in the industry, you know, what we do. And I'm sharing that from a place of integrity. I mean, it's the absolute truth. But the advisors themselves said, life is much, much different operating individually versus what we believe we're seeing here is, you know, part of this this team that has come together, and we all do push each other to be better, and we hold each other accountable in a way that comes from a place of respect and a place of caring. And you cannot put a price tag on that. If you were to contrast results, like we get asked all the time, or at least I do, from other principals at other agencies in this business, how is it possible that you have an advisor who started day one and by month 24, they're at the rate of production that they're at? How is that even possible? And it's a direct result of people, the process, the system, the method, technology, the list goes on and on. But I'd love to hear your perspective on that, Quan.
Absolutely. And so it was funny because I still have a picture. The very first day that there was a recruitment at in Edmonton, I told my wife on the drive, she took a picture of me and I said, "Hey, honey, take a picture. This is my first day of school, my first day of learning again, all over again, after doing different careers." And I said, "This is my first day." So we have that picture and I love it. And I knew what it was because I saw what was, I saw what you were sharing on YouTube. It was mostly you, Jason, Sarblo, and Richard. That was kind of what I saw there. And then when I went to that recruitment day and you were sharing the platforms and everything else and compressing that time frame, because there's a lot of us that are older in life,
yeah,
right? Just different career paths. There's a lot of risk that we have to take to jump into a new career. And with what Ascendant has built, it helps mitigate a lot of those risks. And then it goes back down to exactly what becoming your own banker is about. It's all about behavior. Mm-hmm. So it's my behavior that's going to determine my success with my new career. Kind of like the same thing as people's behavior when they have their system. It's their behavior that determines how successful that system is going to be.
So true.
When you talked about the importance of not going it alone or being a lone ranger, and that importance of a community. And so from a client perspective, there was you doing this on your own in your own personal life and feeling that way. And now being a part of the team from an advisory standpoint, having all those things available. But I just want to kind of pivot and talk about the client experience a little bit. And so now you have your own experience of doing this effectively on your own, you know, running it solo. And now you see what's taking place with the people who are able to tap into the various resources that we have available for them. So Quan, you've attended a number of the quarterly group coaching sessions that we've done. I don't know if you've been on every one, but you've certainly hit a number of them since you've been in the organization. What's the impact of those? What are some things that come up for you as you think about the people attending those, the questions asked, and the value that they're getting out of those sessions, you know, once every 90 days?
The impact is huge because as I was building this back in the day or doing this, there were still times when I doubted it because I didn't fully understand. I wasn't being coached properly. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until another mentor of mine said, "Hey, check out this infinite banking thing." That was also 3 years down the line, 4 years down the line. So that moment was validation for me to say, "Hey, I'm actually doing something right." Because I wasn't sure. It was a stab in the dark and I applied it. But with the client coaching sessions, because this is a process, like we've said in our webinars, this is a lifestyle. This is how you change how you view money and how you have it grow and finances. So if you continue sharpening the tool, then it just gets better and better and better. And that's why being connected with people, no different than real estate investors having REIT groups that they hang out with, right? Because that's how they're going to come up with ideas and different strategies and being connected. And as a client, those are super important because then you're not just sitting here trying to think up of ideas on how you can do this and connecting with people. Because a lot of our clients, they're so open to sharing and coaching We like our event in Saskatoon that we had a client that said, hey, if anybody has questions, give me a, you guys can get my number, come talk to me, call, and I'll help you guys understand this. Cause I was in the same shoes as you. So that's not from advisors. That's from a client. So it's very different.
That's fantastic. And I'm genuinely curious, like what is exciting you most right now regarding the interactions that you're having with prospective clients, with existing clients? What's bringing you the highest degree of excitement right now?
The highest degree of excitement is having people have that light bulb moment, that aha, because some of these people, maybe it's been 2 years that they're trying to learn about this, but they're thinking it in a different frame. So they're thinking it as life insurance. Oh, it's expensive. And then they have that aha moment. Recently, I had a person that said, I really understand this now. Now I can flow my money through this. And actually, it's my father-in-law. So wow. I've been sharing with this with him for a while, but it was because he went to the Edmonton event and then he had an aha moment. And he said, oh, this is much more than life insurance. And so now, after having the conversation with him, now he's got these policies and he really understands. And here's a funny story. So they were, you know how in the bank accounts, they say, if you leave this much amount of money, we're not going to charge you that $14 or whatever it is, mm-hmm. right? So he was starting to, because he understands, he said, I'm going to shift my money and put it in here. And my mother-in-law said, but why are you doing that? We're getting that $14. Now we have to pay the $14. And he's like, honey, look at how much your policy is growing. That $14 is nothing. So let's start shifting all of our money into here. So that was really great to see that aha moment for him.
So it's the aha moments with people.
Yes. Yeah.
How does it make you feel when it clicks for somebody?
Oh, it feels incredible because now that they have that aha moment, they're taking control of their finances. I'm not doing it for them. I'm showing them, guiding them how to do it. And now they can make those decisions on their own, what they want to do with their money. But we come up with strategies and game plans on how to do that.
It's amazing.
Well, one of the things that I'm curious about, Quan, you and I've had a number of conversations about it. And I had the pleasure to have a conversation with both you and your wife a little bit about the Colby A Index. And some people listening to our podcast may be familiar, they may have it or not, but thinking about just like your own unique way of going about work, solving problems. There's the processes that we follow, of course, the learning that you've gone to know how to communicate this, but then there's doing it in a way that matches your style. What would you say that you've learned about yourself and even just how you communicate maybe with your spouse a little bit around how you go about doing things in your day since you've become a part of the organization?
Mm-hmm. So being part of this organization and this career requires a different skill set, a different way to communicate. And thank you to your coaching, Richard, I understand, which sometimes I thought, you know, growing up, there's certain things like, oh, I think that's a crutch. But then you said, no, that's actually superpower because you're able to perform under high stress. Mm-hmm. Just the way that I instinctively operate. And so having coaches around to help me understand how to use that and how to leverage what I thought was a hindrance, it actually becomes a superpower to be able to perform at a high level. And how that's worked with my family, and thank you to you, Richard, in the coaching with Sarah, now we can communicate because I understand how she functions. Like you said, she's a high fact finder. I say, just give me an idea and I'll run and do it. I don't need all the details, but now we know how to meet in the middle. And then being a part of this team and learning the skills also is helping me raise my boys and getting them to think about things. Like, and it goes back to Nelson's book, Rethink Your Thinking. So instead of just asking them instead of giving them answers, I'll ask them a question, make them think. And then do a pregnant pause. Thank you, Jason. wait for that answer from the kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's, most often it's really effective just to sort of let them sit with it for a moment. And it has a really big impact. The pregnant boss works so well. And so Quan, if I was asking Taran, one, you know, our teammate, this very same question. So if you, you know, if you were speaking to an advisor who, I know that we talked a little bit about what, you know, what they could expect, you know, being a part of a team like Ascendant, it's, if you were to close your eyes and, you know, open them up 5 years from now, what do you see as it relates to the clients that you're serving and the progress that they've made? And what do you see? What comes up for you?
What comes up for me is, well, definitely building a bigger book of business for sure, because mm-hmm. of the processes that we have in place here and the team growing, but also it's helping people understand, like to understand and implement this process. But because they're doing so successful, they can't help but share with other people. And because it's going to suck for somebody if they're accelerating and they can see their future, but their family is not wanting or are not spending the time or investing the time to learn about this process. So I think it's like the same thing as us getting coached. It's coaching people so they understand how to talk about this concept and helping them grow and then growing their policies and building it within their family. And yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing, is building within my family, my parents, my father and mother-in-law, and just having different conversations about retirement. Because there's a big group of people that are retiring. And I think there's a lot of fear. They don't know how long their money's going to run out and things like that. So just having this conversation just to get them to start looking into something.
That's really powerful. Thank you, Quan, for sharing that. Rich?
Well, Quan, I mean, I'm excited about what the future holds for yourself. I know that you're setting yourself a future much bigger than your past, something we talk a lot about here internally and externally over at Ascendant. Of course, on the podcast, we want our listeners to be thinking always, as we are interviewing amazing people, entrepreneurs, even our clients and our advisors, what are you doing right now to set up a future that is much bigger than your past? Thanks to Dan Sullivan, of course, for helping us understand that that's a question we should even be asking ourselves. But you know what I'm curious about, Quan, is you think about your experience going forward, and you think about how you're serving people, and you've talked a lot about the power of that aha moment. So every time that moment takes place, you may not realize it, but you're releasing a logjam in the mind of an individual about something that's potentially going to be life-changing and extremely powerful for them financially. A legacy component that they didn't even know they could leave and have is now possible because of your guidance with that individual. And every time that happens, it's kind of like, you know, that's like the superhero moment. You know, it's when you break through and you're creating a high degree of potential in the lives of that other individual. So, you know, I'm curious for yourself, and who is it that you most want to be a hero to?
That's pretty easy. My family and my boys. That's who I want to be a hero to. Because I think we did an exercise on the weekend, which was incredible. And it was the looking way down into the future, right? When I lived to 121 and then passed. And most people don't think that's too far range for a lot of people, right? And when I look back at my health and what can be possible and what do I want to do at that time, it boils down to family and sharing what I know with the next generation. And that's kind of like that exercise really opened my eyes to say, well, that's the finish line. What's stopping you from starting right now to work towards that finish line? It's that journey, right? It's not the finish line, but what are you doing right now to work towards it? So that's changed my thinking and moving towards that work, life, harmony, and everything else like that we're taught.
That's incredible. Juan, it's great to be your teammate. And guys, this is a lot of fun as always. And for all of you watching on the YouTubes, you just saw another video appear. That's our recommendation to you to continue your journey of learning. There's no such thing as having arrived in knowledge. And so click through that next video, continue down the path of exploring this amazing concept and all the great conversations that we get to have on Wealth on Main Street. And so guys, this was outstanding. Have a great rest of your week. Always a lot of fun. Thanks, guys.